Jim Dow is AARP Virginia's state director.
There are critically important issues that might as well be on the ballot themselves. We know that Congress and the next administration are going to have to look at, you know, Medicare, and they're going to have to look at Social Security. They are going to have to, based on just the outcry and demand of people across the country at the skyrocketing cost of prescription drugs. One of the things that AARP tries to do is we try to make sure that candidates are talking about these issues, which aren't often the most sexy issues, which aren't often the ones that are going to be on the front page of the paper.
Meanwhile, the Washington, D.C.-based Coalition Against Surprise Billing, an issue that's come up in TV campaign ads for Joe Biden, is calling for congressional action. An executive order signed by President Trump in September directs Congress to achieve a legislative solution to surprise billing by December 31st. Claire Cruising is a spokesperson for the coalition.
What we've been encouraged about is the bipartisan support for legislation that's been introduced in the Senate, which would address two of the root causes of surprise billing. One, the surprise itself, but then also addressing the cost. And I think that's where the pain of surprise billing really exists, is because these charges far exceed what Medicare or even private insurers pay.
The Coalition Against Surprise Billing claims that in Virginia, 13% of in-network inpatient admissions result in at least one out-of-network charge. Something Cruising says people should know about up front so they can attempt to find a less costly in-network alternative.
If they go to the emergency room, if they are treated unknowingly by an out-of-network provider, even though they're at an in-network hospital. And there's a lot of concerns about the providers who are taking advantage of patients at their most vulnerable. Again, choosing to operate outside of established provider networks with insurance companies that allow them to charge whatever they want.
U.S. Senator Mark Warner, up for re-election, has spoken out against surprise billing. His junior Senate colleague from Virginia, Tim Kaine, is not on the ballot, but worried on the Senate floor last week about the future of Obamacare.
About 400,000 Virginians have Medicaid because of the Affordable Care Act. Virginia embraced the expansion of Medicaid 2 years ago, so people have been able to get insurance, many for the first times in their lives, and that 400-plus thousand have been able to access care. Virginians have been protected if they had pre-existing conditions.
Make sure you know where the candidates stand on issues like surprise billing, says Claire Cruising with the Coalition Against Surprise Billing. AARP's Jim Dow reiterates that, especially for that organization's older members, it all starts with making sure they vote.
The pandemic has made, you know, just everything change. So the most important thing that we're trying to emphasize, you know, with our members and with others is to just have a plan to vote. Older voters tend to vote more than other voters.
For WFIR News in Depth, I'm Gene Morano.